following the success of last year's event, we're having a Channel Country Ladies Day at Nakunja this year. So the idea is each year it will tour around to a different location or community within the Western Queensland area. So Nakunja is a town with an official population of four people.
Four people?
So it doesn't actually have four people. It only has a two at the pub. So it's a really small dot on the map.
Can I ask why you chose Nakunja?
I guess we chose Nakunja because it's an area that the community from around that far west area gathers to. We don't go into town so much, but we thought that Nakunja is a familiar setting for the women. It's a really relaxed atmosphere.
So what will be taking place on the Ladies' Day?
So the Ladies' Day draws together the support of numerous organisations across Western Queensland and rural Australia, but it's about gathering women to connect with one another and basically a preventative health strategy and social and emotional well-being through the arts. And it's very non-threatening to have just a dabble with the paint. So, yeah, lots of people discovered their passion for art.
Fantastic. So why do you think it's important to have a Ladies' Day in rural and remote areas?
I guess there's no opportunity for women to gather together and do something that's about themselves. These women, they're coming from a very isolated setting. Many of these women live, you know, hundreds of k's out of town. And it's important to have an event that's about them, and it's about taking a moment to step back from everyday responsibilities. So I had one woman, before she came, put it that she drives 600 k's for the husband, she drives 600 k's for the kids. A lot of women coming up to me nearly in tears saying, you know, you just don't realise what this has meant to me. And just seeing the energy that it created in the community, I'd go into town in the weeks afterwards and have even the blokes that work at the newsagent saying to me, so I hear you had something out there. What was that all about?
They want to get involved.
Yeah. To be honest, we didn't realise last year when we were organising it. We thought it would just be a bit of fun and didn't realise the impact that it would really have. And it's just been tremendous. And I even hope, and this is something that came out of Haywire, is that you can go anywhere with these ideas. I hope that this can be an initiative that's rolled out on a bigger scale.